The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. With the holiday season in full swing for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, President of the Terrace Church's Food Bank spoke about some of the trends and changes he's noticed over the last year. Paul Moravec started by explaining the history of the food bank and how it's been changed since its inception.
It was started and incorporated in 1990, and so that's, 32 years that it's been in existence. And it was started initially by the churches. That's why the name. But now churches probably make up maybe 5 to 10% of the support in terms of donations and volunteers. Well over 90% is community support.
Moravec went on to explain that there has also been an increase in people accessing the food bank in just the past year, and why he thinks that is.
Yeah, it's definitely gone up, and it seems to continue to rise. We get, on average, about 150 families every Monday that come through. And that's increased. Now, we haven't been doing it every week up until we started doing every week in February of this year when we moved to our new location. Prior to that, we only did it once a month, 3 days once a month. You know, back then, when we were doing 3 days once a month, we'd get around 300 people over that 3 day period. And now we're doing every week 150 per Monday, you know, which is 450? You know, that's 600 people over the month versus approximately 300 before. So we pretty well doubled. You know, definitely we're seeing a rise now. Part of it, I believe, is because we're in a much more visible location and we're probably more people are aware of what we're doing and what's available. But seasonal, no, I wouldn't say so.
Though Moravec says that he's also seen an increase in different donations since the start of the pandemic, and now during the holidays when people are generally in a giving mood.
There was a big increase in donations. I mean, the biggest increase was the government sending us checks to support us, but lots of individuals also donated at that point in time. Food wise, we have the drives typically. You know, Thanksgiving is the big food drive. This coming, I think December 13th or 14th, I think, is what they call the Cram the Cruiser, where the RCMP in town parks the cruisers in front of the stores and people donate. So during COVID, yeah, I think the food donations really, I don't think, changed, but the cash donations definitely increased. And then, of course, we had the challenges with how do we deliver the food. And so we definitely had a different model as opposed to keep people coming into our building. We prepackaged boxes and then served them outside of the building.
Any type of donation makes a difference in the end. And Moravec says that there's no one type of donation that's better than another.
You know, cash allows us to buy things, but we have our motto is we give what we get. You know, a majority of our clients have some money of their own. And so what they don't get at the food bank, you know, they have cash which they can go and buy it. So really, we say either cash or food. You know, we give what we get. The donations generally, part of it is we get a lot of corporate donations as well. And so it's tax season, but individuals as well, from a cash perspective, they'll donate towards the end of the year, you know, to help their tax situation. But also, you know, Thanksgiving, the BC Thanksgiving food drive that brought in, I think that was just at Thanksgiving, that brought in, I believe, about 6,000 pounds of food. You know, so bags were dropped off at doorsteps and then they were picked up and that's what we ended up with.
If you did decide to donate cash to the food bank, Moravec says that it's often used to provide some perishable items like eggs, dairy products, and bread, as well as utilities and rent for the food bank. Either way, Moravec wanted to express his thoughts on the level of community involvement.
credit to the community for the support for the food bank, not only in terms of donations, but you know, support in terms of volunteers. It's pretty amazing. I've been involved about 3 years now, and you know, it just blows me away.
Throughout the holiday season, there are several events held to support the food bank, like the Cram a Cruiser, which Moravec referenced, and holiday craft fairs often have donation bins at the entrance for non-perishables. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.